A High Wind in Jamaica by Richard Hughes. Read by Michael Maloney. Chapter 1. One of the fruits of emancipation in the West Indian Islands is the number of the ruins, either attached to the houses that remain or within a stone's throw of them. Ruined slaves' quarters, ruined sugar-grinding houses, ruined boiling houses, often ruined mansions that were too expensive to maintain. Earthquake, fire, rain, and deadlier vegetation did their work quickly. One scene is very clear in my mind in Jamaica. There was a vast stone-built house called Darby Hill, where the Parkers lived. It had been the centre of a very prosperous plantation. With emancipation, like many others, that went bung. The sugar buildings fell down, bush smothered the cane and guinea grass. The field negroes left their cottages in a body, to be somewhere less disturbed by even the possibility of work. Then the house negroes' quarters burned down, and the three remaining faithful servants occupied the mansion. The two heiresses of all this, the Miss Parkers, grew old, and were by education incapable. And the scene is this. Coming to Darby Hill on some business...